direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2015, brought to you by Hims. Your needs are our solutions. Home of the new Smart Beetle Braille display, the eBot video magnifier, and the Blaze ET. Visit www.hims-inc.com.
Hey, did you know there's a whole host of ways that you can listen to our podcasts and interviews? Whether you have an iPhone or Android, whether you have TuneIn Radio, an Amazon Echo, a Victor Reader Stream, a Blaze ET, or your personal computer on QCast, or of course your favorite podcatcher. Thank you so much for listening to the Blind Bargains cast and convention coverage from Orlando and Dallas.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
I am over at the Optelec booth with two of my favorite people in the industry, and I know I say that often, and people hear that, and they think I'm being disingenuous, but no, these two guys know me really well as well. Stefan and Ivar from Optelec. How are you doing, gentlemen? How's the show been?
We're doing awesome, and as one of my dealers always say, close to being perfect. This is awesome to be here.
So we're going to cover two units primarily, from what I understand, the Clearview C, and then we're going to talk about a new Traveler?
It is always something traveling around, and this is indeed the new Traveler coming.
Cool!
And I think Ivar, our product manager, will be happy to talk more about that product, Joe.
Excellent! And then we'll come back to the C, right?
Yes, please.
All right.
Oh, first the Traveler, the C.
Or the C.
Let's see where the Traveler goes.
That's
true. Traveler is HD.
Uh-huh. Okay. Rather than a DC connection, because we're not in Europe, right? Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, now let's start with the Clearview C, Joe, if you're okay with that.
Sure, absolutely.
It's now about a half year on the market.
Yes, sir.
And it is doing amazing. It's really doing well. I think the people really appreciate the change we made compared to the Clearview Plus. And that product was always recognized as being a very good video magnifier with a high brightness and easy to use. Although we thought it was almost perfect, but listening to the users, we recognized that we had to do a few more improvements.
Right.
One of them was more space between the camera and the table.
So that you for writing and things like that.
Writing, yep. For crafting, yep. Also for books with hard covers that you can easily turn the pages.
Yeah.
Those things that really matters, and we were able to solve that issue by hiring the camera. Also, one of the biggest things is reading newspapers.
Agreed.
And what happens with a newspaper, you always have that top of the page banging against the end of your video magnifier to your arm.
I can't read my Sunday comics. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
We did something different. We brought the arm to the left side of the unit.
Right.
And now we have a complete open space at the end. So
fantastic.
It doesn't matter how tall your newspaper is, we can easily read from top to bottom now.
Awesome.
That was really a huge benefit. Since we have the arm on the left side, and some people really like a lot of workspace,
yes,
we are even able to bring the table a little bit more to the right,
okay,
and the monitor to the right.
Okay.
So now you create twice as much workspace as before. So those three main parts already improved a lot on the usability and the user-friendliness of the Clearview.
Of the previous versions that had the speech and all the other features that we'd known from previous situations.
Exactly. So we kept what was good. And we improved what people told us that could be better.
Right.
On top of that, one of the things, and we all know, we don't want to be recognized for having a handicap or having an impairment.
Right.
And one of the things with a desktop video magnifier is that you always see clearly, hey, this is different. What is that on your desk, especially in a work environment or at school? So what we were able to do with our new concept is come up with a table clamp and mount the camera and the monitor to that table clamp.
To give you even more space and more flexibility.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yes, so your work environment is now completely free. There's no table on the desk. You can put your keyboard in front of your monitor.
Yeah.
You can work with your PC. But you can easily toggle now to your video magnifier.
Right.
Put the paper underneath the camera, quickly scan and see. And then go back to your video for your PC.
And you free yourself up from the desk area. So if you need to drag that into a workspace that's not conducive to an office environment, like the kitchen or somewhere else, you have that flexibility now.
Exactly, exactly. So, and if you don't need it, you just push it backwards to the wall and open up again your area.
Gotcha.
So we have a lot of flexibility again with the Clearview C, and I think it's, as always, people start talking about it, the buzz goes around, and then suddenly your phone starts ringing and ringing. It's now just a matter of keeping everybody happy with delivery times.
Yeah, that makes sense. Great. That makes sense.
And Ivar is always helping me out because I was pulling Eunice away from Europe.
Nobody wants to travel on the 4th of July.
No,
right?
Never, never,
so
never.
So they call these European guys in.
Exactly. You guys don't have to worry about any of that. While we go off and enjoy fireworks and hot dogs, yeah, off you go.
You know, and so I had to travel a bit to get here with a traveler, which is a completely new concept. I don't know if you saw it already, Joe, but...
No.
Yeah, maybe I should start at the beginning.
Okay.
People were asking for smaller video magnifiers. It didn't take up so much desk space.
Right, they so could, bigger than the compact, but smaller than a Clearview.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you see a lot of those magnifiers now around. You know, basically, they are smaller desktops, mm-hmm. most of them. But we thought we need to make a bigger portable. So we tried that, and we ran into all kinds of problems, because if you make a bigger portable and, you know, it gets too heavy,
right.
you put it on your document, you cannot reach your document, because
right.
if you move the device, your document's going to move and not your device itself.
Right.
So we were sort of stuck, and so we needed to go back to the drawing table, and then we came up with this idea. So what if you move the screen and the camera
at the same time?
At the same time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you read from left to right. You know, you can move your screen from left to right with
okay.
the camera.
Right.
You just put the device on the document, and then you can move or read the line from left to right or right to left if you are a Arabic reader. So, you know, that was the first idea. But then you had another problem. You needed to go from line to line. So you need to be able to read a line up or down.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we integrated a roller into the base of the unit.
Okay.
So you can move it easily up and down your document and read from left to right. And the advantage of this is that we could keep it very small,
mm-hmm.
lightweight.
Okay.
And that your reading experience is really like you normally read, from left to right. And you move the screen also from left to right.
Cool.
Yeah, where with an XY table, you move the table basically opposite of your reading, which you get used to, but it's strange and it's different. This in the reading in this way is very natural, very easy to learn, and everybody understands it.
Now, does it have kind of a signature mode or a writing mode still, as
yeah.
previous units
yeah,
have?
Yeah, because okay. The screen is it's a 13-inch screen.
Okay.
It's HD.
Right.
The screen is under an ergonomic angle, so you have enough room behind your screen to write under it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Definitely fits in that midline portable category. Removable battery or replaceable battery? Or
no, it's an internal battery.
Okay.
But I think the beauty of it is it's only 4 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
you know, in line with a lot of, you know, lightweight laptops.
Right, agreed.
Yeah. The size of a laptop.
I was about to say, with a 13-inch screen.
Yeah. Screen, it really, people went by today and said, is that a laptop? No, that's your video magnifier, your portable one. And it's a wow factor.
Yeah.
It's fun to show, to be honest.
Especially with people who might have field issues. So if somebody who has tunnel vision might not appeal to the 13-inch screen, but somebody who has reverse, where all they see is the periphery, that is wonderful. I mean, that's where that really is going to hit home.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's truly portable because it's only 4 pounds. So you throw it in your laptop bag and you're ready to go. Where a lot of those other mid-range products.
After I take it down, fold it up, place it into the bag, put all its assembly
exactly.
in the right pockets, and then I can go.
And it's still 10 pounds.
Yes, that's true. and it comes with wheels.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, that's our new product.
That is fantastic. So, that plus the compact that was announced earlier this year, it almost feels like a refresh all the way around on the product line.
Yeah, yes, correct. Correct.
Plus, and then even for the students, we have the ClearNote HC, so a portable unit for the laptops.
Okay.
So with an user interface, which is even touch screen now.
Right.
So people that can use either the keyboard or a small remote or the screen, touch screen, to zoom in, zoom out, or pan around. that clear note is so crystal clear in HC that it doesn't need much light and still give you a good contrast.
And that's something that's always been really good. Magazines, glossy. The negative image on Optelec units has always been one of those things that is a beauty to behold. So you definitely want to be able to see that in a real-time environment. And whenever you hear anything on our podcast about video magnifiers, you do yourself a favor and please go see them in person. Many dealers are happy to talk to you and be able to demonstrate what you're hearing, because you really don't know until you give it a shot. Every eye is different. Every ear is different. And I think that helps. So come to a show like this or seek these people out. Where can they find Optelec to learn more about you and then head on off to the dealer network?
Well, as always, we have our website available. That's www.optelec.com. That's OPTELEC.com. Of course, you can also call our office. That's 800-826-4200. Where we have a team of experts that are trained very well and are more than happy to assist you with giving you knowledge about our products and assist in that way, or bring you to the closest dealer in your area so that you can indeed see the products. Because you're right, Joe, you need to see it for yourself.
Absolutely.
You need to test it, because everybody is different. What works for you could not work for somebody else and the other way around. So please give us a call on phone number 800-826-4200, or visit us on our website www.optelec.com, OPTELEC.com, and we are more than happy to assist you in any way we can.
Thank you guys for your help today, and I appreciate seeing you guys. Is there a holiday that we should celebrate in the EU instead, and we'll just come over? We'll just, you know, it's like an exchange program. Is that how it is?
It's always a party in Europe. You know, so
I would
in Greece nowadays.
I was about to say it's a lot more freer in Greece than it used to be. I would have said that we could have filled in while you guys were at the World Cup, but you know, after Japan, seems like there might be an American soccer fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fan.
The soccer team was really good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No.
Sorry.
So just watch our emails and our websites. There will be another surprise a little bit later this year.
Okay.
It has to do with some celebration. I can't tell too much about it. So please follow us and you will be notified the moment we're ready for it.
And follow them on Twitter as well, because you can keep that up to date and get that information. That's all available on the website as too, all the social media that I have seen before. So
yes,
definitely.
With Twitter, Facebook, we have a blog.lowvision.com. So please give us your feedback, what you think about it, or you want to share some ideas, comments. We're here to learn and to work together. So it's more fun together than on our own.
Thank you guys for your time. And from sunny Orlando, although there was a storm overhead, I won't really go into that much. It is 2015 Blind Bargains coverage. And hey, if it's your first time listening to us, make sure you take a listen to the Blind Bargains podcast, which is available weekly and has such people as Shelley Brisbane, who is doing our Dallas coverage in ACB. All sponsored by other peoples that you hear at the beginning of this very podcast. Thank you for listening.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.